Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of my favorite things about being the host of Hope Is Here is I get to meet a lot of wonderful people and a lot of wonderful authors of books. And today we're having a guest that she's not a stranger to Hope Is Here, Susan Neal. She was a guest last year, and she shared about her wonderful book, 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. And today we're going to be talking about her latest book called Eat God's Food, A Kid's Guide to Healthy Eating. And I know a lot of friends of mine that their children struggle with eating healthy and grandparents talking about it. So I know this program is going to be a blessing to a lot of our listeners today. And Susan, unfortunately, it's one of those things that we don't like to talk about, but the fact of the matter is there is a problem with childhood obesity in the United States, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I mean, it's a very sad that almost 20% of kids from 2 to 19 years of age are obese. And, you know, they experience this, and it causes problems. I mean, social problems, bullying, low self-esteem, and it can even lead to anxiety and depression. So, you know, my heart just goes out to them.
Well, you were sharing some statistics with me before we, you know, went on the air that even ages 2 to 5, it's even 13%. And, you know, I don't even think about children at that age, but it can actually start at a really early age. And then, unfortunately, those percentages go up as kids get older, doesn't it?
It does. It goes from 13% when they're, you know, under 5, and then they get up to 6, and it goes up to 20%. And then as a teenager, it moves to 21%. And if a child is overweight in kindergarten, then they're 4 times more likely to become obese by 8th grade. And all of these statistics are from the United States Center for Disease Control stats.
Well, it was just really some shocking statistics as I was reading those and preparing today, and I'm so glad that you've written this book to help parents and grandparents with this, because I know, unfortunately, in our culture, a lot of times grandparents are actually raising young children now. And you know, one of the things that on top of the obesity, there's lots of health problems that come along with that or associated with that. Can you share some of those health problems that are associated with obesity in children?
Yeah, so it's the type 2 diabetes that it kind of sets them up for that. And then asthma, it can, you know, promote that. Anxiety and depression. And then again, like I had said, the, you know, the low self-esteem, and then the social issues with the bullying. And then if it continues into adulthood, then you have heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, insulin resistance, fatty liver disease, gallstones, reflux, type 2 diabetes, you know, the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, you even mentioned to me before we went on there that even some cancers can be related to obesity with childhood, and so this is a real serious issue with childhood obesity, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It sure is. It's, and it, you know, unfortunate, but we can, you know, make some changes to change these statistics, because I'll tell you what, my mission is to help improve, you know, everyone's health and, you know, to improve everyone's weight, because when we do and we have clarity of mind and we have energy, then we can serve God to the best of our ability.
Well, that's one of the things I love about your book. You, of course, look at it from a biblical perspective. And in fact, when you start at the very beginning of the book, you start right at the beginning of the Bible. Why did God plant a garden with Adam and Eve? And so that's one of the great things I love about your book. So you obviously have wonderful information that we can apply to our lives with research and science. And, of course, you were RN, you have an MBA and a master's in health science, but you also implement in parallel what the Bible says about it. And it's also really fun, and you had great illustration. Tell us a little bit about Courtney Smith, your illustrator for this book, because it was just phenomenally done.
I know. She was wonderful, wasn't she? I was just thrilled to have her partner with me and do the illustrations. And so she has five children, and she lives in Colorado, and she is, like, so busy. She raises little puppies, she teaches CPR, and she also travels internationally with the U.S. Olympic wrestling team as a athletic trainer. And that's in between her time with raising her five kids. And then she also illustrates books.
Well, she's got a real gift with it, because she did a great job with it, and I enjoyed reading as an adult, and I just can't wait for my nieces and nephews and just some of my friends' kids and grandparents. I've got, in fact, people fighting over who wants to get a copy of the book that you blessed me with. But we're talking with Susan Neal. She has written a new book called Eat God's Food, A Kid's Guide to Healthy Eating. And, you know, I've got to ask you, you shared some of those statistics, but, you know, what led you to write this children's book about healthy eating?
Well, you know, I've been on a mission to change these Center for Disease Control statistics, because, like, for adults, 50% of adults suffer from a chronic illness, and 42% suffer from obesity, and I want to change those statistics. Well, what better way than influencing children through a picture book? This book is like for 4 to 8 year olds, and they're young, and they're smart. They absorb such great information, and I can help decrease those, you know, statistics by affecting the younger generation and helping them to understand what foods are healthy and what foods are not.
Well, you do such a great job of making it fun, and there's lots of good activities in the book, and we're going to talk more about that tomorrow as we're going to continue our conversation with author Susan Neal about her book, Eating God's Food, A Kid's Guide to Healthy Eating. Let me ask you this. Can obesity rates be decreased through a change in diet?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, children should never be put on a weight reduction diet. They simply just need to change the types of food that they're eating. You know, instead of those processed junk foods and sodas and things, they just need to eat healthy fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, grains, and meats. And if those items are primarily their diet instead of the junk food, then they're going to just be at their, you know, normal weight. It just naturally occurs in the body.
Well, one of the things that I always like, before I have somebody as a guest, and if they've written a book, I want to see if they have, you know, lived out what they've written about. It's, you know, easy to accumulate information, put together a book, but I always like books that people actually have lived out what they've written about. And, of course, you've got three daughters, so you had some really good hands-on experience. Plus, I know you grow your own garden, have an organic garden that you do, so you've had some good personal experience with this situation and topic, haven't you?
Oh, I did. And today, as my daughter left for college, I had just picked some fresh figs. And I'm like, you want to take these to eat on the road? And she's like, yes, Mom, I love figs. So I even have my own fruit orchard outside. And for 6 months out of the year, I just go out and pick the fresh fruit and eat it.
Well, that's one of the things I would say to having success, just from reading your other book that we had you talk about last year, Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. Obviously, one of the keys is, you know, making sure that you have good, healthy options, isn't it?
Yes, you are. And, you know, that's what we want to do as, you know, for kids as well. It's like we want to avoid those caloric-rich sweets and all the processed foods. and give them, you know, like I did my daughter, the fresh figs, or how about organic strawberries or blueberries, or in the wintertime, the citrus fruit, which in the winter is full of vitamin C to help boost our immune system and prevent colds, or, you know, nuts. Nuts are an excellent snack. Almonds, pecans, pistachios, macadamia nuts, you know, any of those. You want to just provide these healthy food options. Like you could do slices of fresh carrots, strawberries, sugar snap peas were always some of my kids' favorites. Or what about sunflower seeds? You know, you could also do like organic popcorn, and instead of putting butter on it, what you do is you put coconut oil on it. Coconut oil and then sea salt. Coconut oil is really good for the brain, and children's brains are really growing. And so providing that oil that has the omega-3s is very beneficial. So you can really come up with some great ideas for healthy snacks instead of a bag of chips.
Well, I'll tell you, as I was looking at that list and preparing for our program today, when I saw the apples slathered with almond or cashew butter and that organic popcorn with coconut oil drizzled on top, I'm definitely going to put those on my shopping list this week, because eating, you know, kids having these options, I mean, it can be fun and tasty, right?
Oh, it can be. I mean, those are delicious. They're not missing out on anything. It's funny, when my kids were growing up, I would never include the fruit roll-up in their lunch. They always wanted it, but I said, you know what? I'm giving you a real piece of fruit. I'm giving you what they dehydrate down and, you know, and create into that. So I'm giving you something better. I'm giving you God's food and where the fruit roll-up came from. And this piece of fruit includes the vitamins and minerals in it, whereas the fruit roll-up does not.
Well, final question for you. What habits promote the childhood obesity epidemic in the United States that we're going through right now?
Well, you know, it's easy to grab those processed foods on the shelf, the things that are in the boxes and bags, and they've been stripped of their nutrients, but they're high calorie, they're high fat. They have hydrogenated oils in them, which are unhealthy, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and the food manufacturers put things in them, you know, like sugar, salt, MSG, whatever, because they want to get us hooked on those items. And when we eat the junk food and the processed food, you know, instead of making a kid grow taller, it could make them grow wider. And another thing is also spending too much time on sedentary activities such as TV or using screen devices instead of going outside and jumping rope or shooting a basketball or whatever, going and climbing a tree like we used to do when we were kids.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but the good news is that Susan's going to be back with us tomorrow, and she's going to share some good habits that you can have for your kids to help them be healthier and to feel better. And we're going to share more details about this wonderful book. She's called Eat God's Food, A Kid's Guide to Healthy Eating. So I hope you'll share this program with somebody, the podcast, or if you tuned in late, you want to hear all of the program, go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. But join us again tomorrow as we continue talking with author Susan Neal about how to eat God's food, A Kid's Guide to Healthy Eating. on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.